Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Anderson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Harris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. And now, play ball. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive to left field. White throws towards first. Jorgensen fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jorgensen. Kessinger moves to second. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive towards third. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Jorgensen moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Ferguson moves to third. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman bunts in front of the plate. Ferguson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferguson takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rasmussen. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Unser moves to second. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from foot and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0-for-1 in the game. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rasmussen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rasmussen moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rasmussen moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0-for-1 in the game. Foot hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0-for-1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cruz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser strikes out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 0 for 2 in the game. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rasmussen bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Garrett covering, for the out. Richard moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White is called out on strikes. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0 for 2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Greif now pitching. Jose Morales pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Morales reaches second base with a double. Foote moves to third. Pete Mackinnon pinch runs for Jose Morales. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foote tags and scores. Mackinnon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Lou Brock pinch hits for Mike Anderson. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ferguson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Lou Brock now playing left field. Jerry Mumphrey now playing right field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Foley reaches second base with a double. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is walked intentionally. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foley moves to third. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride pinch hits for Hector Cruz. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Lee Richard. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Forsch pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Willie Crawford pinch hits for Bill Grieve. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Forsch moves to second. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mumphrey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Clary now playing second base. Willie Crawford now playing right field. Mike Wallace now pitching. Bake McBride now playing center field. V. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to second. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentine scores. Garrett moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-4 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. There goes Parrish trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 3-0, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.